You're about to hear DJ Live with The Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're bringing you new music, new artists, and new genres every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Yo, yo, yo. What is up, beautiful people? This is your man, your boy, the one and only DJ Live. Here we are today on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You're tuned into the one and only The Come Up, where we showcase new and up-and-coming artists. And today we have a little something special going on with the show. I'll get more into that later. First, I want to wish everyone a good day. I hope everyone is doing very well in their life right now, and I hope everyone is just being positive, loving, spreading that positivity, spreading that love. And you know, I just want to give a shout out to the people who've been there for me. Thank you. And thank you for your support, your constant support. It's really great to get all that from people. Such a positive feedback I've been getting for doing this. So thank you. And also, I want to give a shout out to the Golden State Warriors for beating the 95-96 Bulls. Is 72-10 record. They went 73-9 last night. Really crazy. Also, I want to give a shout out to one of the people that I really grew up watching play and dazzled me and really taught me to put passion and intensity and hard work into anything that I do. Kobe Bryant, thank you for your teachings, the way you played, the way you focused, and the way you carried yourself in the NBA. It's marvelous, you know, and I'm glad to have been able to witness that. So thank you for your career, and I hope you have a good life with the rest of your life. Who knows what you're gonna do now? Hopefully. It's funny, yesterday I went to a Safeway, bought myself a body armor because I thought I was helping Kobe out. But yes, shout out to them. A lot of records broke yesterday, a lot of things occurred yesterday, and I'm really excited for what's happening today. We actually got a lot, a different vibe going on today. We're going to try to get a different feel to how we run the show. And right now, this is how it's going to be different. Right now, you are listening to the first ever special edition of The Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And this special edition is our first and ever old school edition of The Come Up. And so that will give you a perspective of what the show will be surrounded on today. And as a testament to our special edition, not only will I be bringing you music news, but I will also be doing, for the first time here on The Come Up, a Today in Music Culture mini segment before beginning the bulk of the show. So stay tuned to that. That'll be really cool, and you'll get to hear a lot of old school vibes. I'm playing a 90s early 2000s R&B mix right now. It's crazy to think that the 90s and early 2000 R&B is what can be considered old school now, because I grew up in that time, and to me that was modern. And then listening to where music is at now, it's always crazy. But let the vibe set in right now. We got the music playing in the background, really amazing. And so we're gonna go over what I'm going to be sharing with you today. First, I'm gonna introduce our artists, then we're gonna get into music news and today in music culture. First segment, we're gonna go over the history of our artists. This artist that I have brought to you today is very, there's a lot of history behind them. So I believe we will have a longer amount of time discussing the history behind this artist, because it's very important to their impact on music culture, which we'll be talking about in one of our segments as well. That's going to be the last segment. Segment two, in between all of that, is going to be sound direction. So we're going to go history, sound direction, impact on music culture. If we have time, of course, as I always do, I'm going to recommend you more artists to check out that I really think are similar to the artists that I bring you today. And so in music news, we're getting to our music news segment of the day. And today, as I said earlier, in respects to Kobe Bryant, we're going to talk about his music career. I brought you a nice little article from Billboard, and right here it says, in the midst of Kobe Bryant's 20 season career, the five-time Laker champion was working on his lyrical fitness. Rewind to 1999-2000, when the then Sony Records signee was following in the steps of esteemed basketball vet slash occasional DJ and rhymer Shaquille O'Neal's size 22 kicks. So he was trying to fill Shaq's shoes. And Shaquille O'Neal, if you don't know, was one of his teammates during the Lakers championship years in the early 2000s and late 90s. So, like I said, that's the vibe that we're going with today. So, in between all those crazy championships, right here, he actually released a song called Kobe, K-O-B-E. And he performed and debuted that at the 2000 All-Star Game with Tyra Banks. And he released his debut and only studio effort, also named K-O-B-E. And so he is crazy because in that he remixed Destiny's Child. He also had music ventures in with Brian McKnight in a song called Hold Me. He got a 50 Cent sample on Biggie, and he also recruited Tyra Banks to do the hook on K.O.B.E. So he has had a lot of ventures in music as well. And so that's our music news of the day. If you didn't know, Kobe actually had a slightly successful music career in between his life, then now you know. And actually, it didn't really surprise me when I found that out, because I feel like Kobe, if you ever see him in his interviews, he's always very like lyrical, poetic with his responses, or just straight up real. And I think those are some characteristics of successful rappers nowadays, just being real and being poetic, being creative with how you say things. And now we're gonna move on to our today in music culture. So I'm going to bring you what might not be shocking news now, but back then was very shocking to many people. So in 1976, today, April 14th, 1976, Motown Records and Stevie Wonder announced the largest contract renewal to date, worth $13 million. And that's pretty crazy, because if you think about how much musicians are making nowadays, how much musicians are being paid on their contracts to release a certain amount of albums or a certain amount of singles or something like that, they're making way more than $13 million in a contract. And so it's crazy to think about that. That was 50 years ago. So, wow, that was a really long time ago, and now look where we are now. It's crazy. So now we're gonna get into our first segment. Very excited for all of you listeners out there. We are featuring in our old school edition. First off, if you're just tuning in, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to The Come Up, showcasing new and up-and-coming artists. But today is a little different. We're doing an old school edition of The Come Up. And who knows, maybe you don't know who this artist is. And so maybe you're coming up on this artist, and I'm very excited for you if you've never heard this artist before, because they're very great and they really influence a lot of what I listen to today, a lot of what I grew up listening to. And yeah, we'll just get into it. The artists of the week that I'm bringing you today on our old school edition of The Come Up is A Tribe Called Quest. And so, A Tribe Called Quest, I really got into them, listening to them, I don't even know how long ago, the first time I ever heard a song from them. I know one song of theirs, Scenario, it was featured in an NBA 2K game, and it was really funny because every time I heard that song and I was playing NBA 2K, I was kind of just gigging to myself, kind of dancing, and it's just a great song. So if you could ever check that out, that's how I kind of came up on The Tribe Called Quest. And they really are one of the biggest inspirations to me in the music that I make. The music that I listen to when I'm producing, I feel like the direction I want to come from is from this direction, because it really has been this. A Tribe Called Quest has really been significant in building the music that I listened to growing up, the 90s R&B, 2000, early 2000s R&B, and hip-hop in general. They were just amazing. And so this group, A Tribe Called Quest, is an American hip-hop trio formed in 1985. So this 80s music really influenced the types of things that became popular in the 90s. And when they formed in 1985, it just changed the music world. And so let me play a song for you as we're getting into our first break right here now. We're going to listen to A Tribe Called Quest, a song called Can I Kick It? If you're ever looking for that song, you could easily find it on YouTube. If you have Tidal or Apple Music or Spotify or anything like that, check out the albums on Just search for A Tribe Called Quest, find Can I Kick It, and you'll be able to find it. So here it is.
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove. Behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, jack your hair. Ya. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
And here we are back again on Penguin Radio radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to The Come Up, and I'm your host, the one and only, the lovely voiced DJ Live. And the song that you just heard is called Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest. You can find that virtually anywhere if you subscribe to a music streaming service, or if you are on YouTube or anything like that, you could easily find that song. So check that out. We're gonna get into the history of A Tribe Called Quest right now. By the way, if you are confused and a day one listener of The Come Up and you're like, wait, A Tribe Called Quest, I know A Tribe Called Quest, this isn't an up-and-coming artist. Today we're actually doing a old school edition of The Come Up, so I'm excited because A Tribe Called Quest is one of my favorite artists and really influenced music today. And so let's get into A Tribe Called Quest. So this American hip hop trio, was formed in 1985 and was composed of MC and producer Q-Tip, better known by his stage name Q-Tip. His name is actually Kamal Ibn John Farid. He was born Jonathan Davis. He's an American rapper, record producer, DJ, and he's from St. Albans, Queens, New York. He embarked on his music career as part of the critically acclaimed East Coast hip-hop group, A Tribe Called Quest. And John Bush of AllMusic called him the best rapper slash producer in hip-hop history. Editors of About.com placed him on their list of the top 50 hip-hop producers, as well as placing him on their list of the top 50 MCs of our time. In 2012, The Source ranked him number 20 on their list of the top 50 lyricists of all time. Another member of A Tribe Called Quest is named MC Five Dog, aka Five Diggy. If you listened to The Come Up a few episodes back, I paid respects to him because sadly he has passed away and left our world. So once again, pay respects. We're giving another shout out to you. I knew this would happen eventually because I told myself at the start of all this that I wanted to give A Tribe Called Quest a huge shout out because it really is the root source of what I am influenced by today. So MC Five Dog was born Malik Isaac Taylor. He's an American rapper, also a member of A Tribe Called Quest. He was high school classmates with Q-Tip and Ali Shaheed Muhammad. We'll get into him later. He was also known as the 5 foot assassin and the 5 footer because he stood at 5 feet 3 inches. Another member of A Tribe Called Quest is DJ and producer Ali Shaheed Muhammad. He's an American hip-hop DJ, rapper, producer, and he is a Muslim. And together with JD and Q-Tip, he formed the music production collective, the Ummah. And he's been around. He's also a member of Tribe and a fourth member, rapper Jerobi White, an American hip-hop artist, chef, and he's an original member of A Tribe Called Quest. They're popularly known for being three of them, but there was one original member that left after the first album. That is Jerobi White. And although he did leave the band, he continued to contribute to the band before rejoining their 2006 reunion. Him and De La Soul, another rapper in the style of Tribe. They were part of... Tribe in general was part of the Native Tongues Posse and enjoyed the most commercial success out of all the groups to emerge from that collective. So De La Soul and A Tribe Called Quest, very similar, very alike. Listen to them in conjunction if you can. One headphone in your left ear with Tribe, one in your right with some De La Soul, and you can't go wrong. And a lot of A Tribe Called Quest songs, such as Bonita Applebaum. Get a list, get some pen and paper, because I'm gonna go over a list of songs that you need to listen to. So Bonita Applebaum, you heard Can I Kick It, I Left My Wallet in El Segundo, Scenario, talked about that earlier, Check the Rhyme, Jazz, Award Tour, and Electric Relaxation. And who knows, maybe some of these songs I'll be playing for you in just a second here. These ones that I named, though, are regarded as the classics that came out of this group. And the group released 5 albums between 1990 and 1998. They unfortunately disbanded in 1998, but in 2006, the group reunited and toured the United States. A Tribe Called Quest is really regarded as pioneers of the alternative hip-hop music, having helped to pave the way for many innovative artists. John Bush of AllMusic.com actually called them the most intelligent, artistic rap group during the 1990s, and I completely agree. It's the 90s had a lot of different types of hip-hop that spoke or represented the lives of different types of people. The music that came out of Tribe Called Quest, from now on we'll be referring to them as Tribe, because saying A Tribe Called Quest is too long. Anyway, back in the 90s, there were different types of music representing different types of people, and Tribe really went out of the way of that. It was just really different, and people can mess with it, and people really like to listen to it, and it makes them one of the most innovative artists, truly, especially for their time. That's one thing. They were really ahead of their time, and I sort of believe that they created the times, and the music that they created actually really influences what we hear, even in mainstream hip-hop today. So, editors of About.com ranked Tribe number 4 on their list of 25 best rap groups of all time. In 2005, Tribe received a Special Achievement Award at the Billboard R&B Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta. In 2007, the group was formally honored at the 4th VH1 Hip Hop Honors. Q-Tip and 5 Dog were childhood friends. They grew up together in Queens, New York. Q-Tip performed as a solo artist at first under the name MC Lovechild, and he occasionally teamed up with Muhammad as a rapper and DJ duo. The duo frequently made demos with Fife, known as Crush Connection at the time. So before Tribe, those three were called Crush Connection. And Fife only really became a full member once Jerobi White joined. The group's final name was created in 1988, called the Jungle Brothers. They Q-Tip made two separate appearances on the Jungle Brothers' debut album, Straight Out the Jungle, in the songs Black Is Back, Black Is Black, and The Promo. In early 1989, the group signed a demo deal with Geffen Records and produced a five-song demo, which included later album tracks Description of a Fool, I Left My Wallet in El Segundo, and Can I Kick It? Geffen decided against offering the group a recording contract, and the group was granted permission to shop for a deal elsewhere. I cannot imagine how that record company feels right now. Does that record company even exist anymore? My goodness. I just don't know how I'd feel looking at the impact that Tribe has had on music and music culture nowadays. And I just don't think it would sit well with me. I would be looking back at that and say, that's my biggest regret. What were you thinking, Geffen Records? All good, though. After receiving lucrative offers for multi-album deals from a variety of labels, the group opted for a modest deal offered by Jive Records. Jive Records was known then as an independent rap label, partly owed its success to building the careers of artists Boogie Down Productions and Too Short. In 1994, one of the sparks of the East Coast and West Coast hip-hop rivalry occurred at the Source Awards when Tupac pushed A Tribe Called Quest from the stage. It was later found that this apparent act of disrespect was accidental. So, it's crazy to think about the 90s and the whole culture of hip-hop before. The love that surrounds hip-hop and the camaraderie that you see with some artists, that really wasn't there before in the 90s. There was always this East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Who could do better? Who could make the best music? Who could be the most innovative? And sometimes that it became violent. And that's just how it was. And this is one instance of that. And we're going to get into more history of Tribe a bit after this break right here. But after that history, we only have a little history to go over. And then we're going to get into Sound Direction, my favorite part. And so this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to The Come Up. I'm your host, DJ Live, and you're about to hear from the Midnight Marauders album, Electric Relaxation by A Tribe Called Quest.
Yo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop down because you couldn't relate.
You
couldn't relate.
You
couldn't relate. Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up a wall, staring at your known piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the app and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Wu-Tang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the goods, just like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is a man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
What is up? What is up? This is your boy DJ Live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is the come up and we are listening to our first ever old school edition of the come up, and you just heard a song by A Tribe Called Quest called Electric Relaxation. And earlier we were getting into the history of A Tribe Called Quest. One thing that I really needed to mention is that they actually had a reunion in 2004 and in 2006, and these reunions really gave the fans. For me, it was, I was grateful to be able to see them come back together. From some articles that I've read, a lot of people were wondering, well, why would A Tribe Called Quest disband? Why couldn't they make more music together? And these reunions, they're really, really beautiful to see, because it shows that no matter what, the connection of music is always going to bring people together. And especially when an iconic and influential and significant group like A Tribe Called Quest comes together and reunites, it's always spectacular. And I think that adds to, I think in a way that breaking up has helped their music career become more out there. And because these reunions wouldn't have happened if they didn't break up. So I guess that's a good thing. More recently, in November 2015, they performed on Jimmy Fallon. So it's good to see that they're continually working together Now that Fife has passed away, once again, rest in peace, Fife. Now that he's passed away, it's very different. It might be a bit more difficult for them to carry on without him, but I don't see that stopping them. I mean, Coachella a few years back, they revived Tupac through holographic imaging. Who knows what A Tribe Called Quest can do? So, let's get into sound direction. And we're gonna name off a few albums from them. First, we'll start with the two predominant vocalists in the group, Fife Dawg and Q-Tip. Here's a quote from Jerobe White. He said, we were just trying to be fly and make music and be musicians. Be like Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Gaye, and Prince, Thelonious Monk, and Mingus, Charlie Parker. We were trying to be those people. When A Tribe Called Quest was first getting started straight out of high school, it was the 80s, and hip-hop was young. Original group member Jerobe White says he was having more fun than anyone else, and his crew was firing on all cylinders. So, A Tribe Called Quest, really crazy. They started right out of high school, and they came up with this sound that eventually reached the ears of so many people. And let's start with some analysis on, or feelings about, one album called The Low End Theory. So The Low End Theory is an iconic album. To when people think of Tribe, at least the people that I know about who think of Tribe, they think right away of Low End Theory. So Low End Theory was actually the group's second album, released in September 24, 1991, had the songs Check the Rhyme as the lead single. That song was based around a sample from Average White Band's Love Your Life. The song largely established the vocal interplay between Q-Tip and Fife. Until then, most of the group's songs had only featured vocals by Q-Tip. So the two MCs, they focused on a range of social issues, date rape, consumerism, and the songs were noticeably shorter, more abrupt, and bass heavy. Guests on the album included leaders of the new school, who Busta Rhymes was part of, Brand Nubian, and Vanilla. Their innovative sampling, layering, and structuring of jazz records led many critics to label their style as jazz rap, a term which Q-Tip disapproved of, as he felt that while it described groups such as Stetsasonic, it misinterpreted A Tribe Called Quest, who did not base their songs around jazz. So, if we look at that album, we can really look at the sound direction that created what we hear today. And so this record became beloved of fundamentalist b-boys because it rooted itself firmly in the music's core sonic, conceptual, lyrical, and artistic values. It managed to increase the band's appeal to listeners who generally shunned rap for sonic or ideological reasons. It was no longer just gangsta rap or dancing, get sweaty and all that, but it was actually intelligent. It was poetry. It was creativity. You could really delve into the minds of these rappers, and they addressed issues. They addressed concerns that artists of their time did not want to talk about or didn't have the guts to talk about. And it's funny because this first album, the second album, The Low End Theory, it was more different from their first album. And their first album already diverted away from what hip hop was about in that time period. But this second album, they were worried that it appealed more to the mainstream. And I think that's funny because now it is one of the most iconic albums of all time. And people really love it. And I know I really love it. It's crazy just to think about the sound that they created and how it's really leaked out into some of the hip hop that we hear today, some of the R&B that we hear today. And thinking after 20 years, it's crazy to think how they did it. Their music makes no concessions to outsiders. Anyone outside the group and their immediate circle of creative associates, and a couple of half-decent jokes aside, and neither do the lyrics. And there are formal and aesthetic changes from their first album, but they're slight. And adding jazz bass icon Ron Carter had minimal impact on the album as a whole, because he only really appears in one song. So Tribe sound, while it does have those jazz elements, I mean, Q-Tip doesn't even disapproves of that because it's not where they're coming from. And I mean, you can hear the elements, you can't deny them, but in general, I think their sound is just very unique, and especially for its time, one might say they're ahead of their time when they were making music, and their sound spoke to a lot of different people, and it opened up hip hop to more and more people. Because they're just great, and their lyrics weren't vulgar, or some of them weren't, and they talked about real things, real life. They talked about their realities, and they also addressed things that are very relatable. They got a song called Stressed Out. And that song, I know when finals and midterms come up, I'm playing that song all the time, trying to get some sleep. Get my 3 hours a night during those times. Play that song. I think I can keep going. But let me play this next song for you. It's not going to be Stressed Out. It's actually called Bugging Out, from The Low End Theory by A Tribe Called Quest. If you're just tuning in, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is The Come Up. I am DJ Live. This song is called Bugging Out by A Tribe Called Quest, found on the Low End Theory album.
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The 5'7" with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanted just the fight, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path.
creation. Minds get flooded, ejaculation. Right on the 2-inch tape, the abstract poet incognito runs the cape, not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As a crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own. Smoking on repeat, cause they try to dupe me or the best of the back, but they can't do rap for it's abstract, original. You can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's wrong.
Sometimes you don't, it's just for mere satisfaction. People be hounding, always surrounding, posting, just like a migraine pounding. You don't really fret, you stay in your sense, camouflage your feeling of absolute tense. You're so off to another world deep in your mind, for people seem to take that as being unkind. Oh yo, he's acting stank, really on a regal? A man of the fame, not a man of the people. Believe that if you wanna, but I tell you this much, riding on the train with no dough sucks. Once again, a case of your feet in my Nikes. If a crowd is in my room, I'll say, right, please. Hip-hop is living. Can't yank the plug. If you do, the result will end up kind of low.
I am not an invalid, although I used to smoke the weed out. Ali Shaheed Muhammad used to say I had to be out. Scheming on the 50s with the crazy booming back runs. Pushing on the real hard just so we can have the big fun. When I left Marusi, I was boulevard status. Battling the MC was when Tip was at his maddest. It was one MC after one MC. What the world could they be wanting? See from little old me. Do I have the formula to save the world? Or was it just because I used to smoke the women and all the girls? I'm the type of brother with the crazy extended hand, kid. This my all my brothers, I was rolling for my man, did. Supposed to be my man, but now I wonder cause you're feeble. I go out with the strongies and I separate the eagles. It's your brain against my mind. My nose about to boot out, or your nasty critters, even though you see I'm bug out.
And we are back. This is the one and only DJ Live. And you're listening to The Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You just heard Bugging Out by A Tribe Called Quest, found on the Low End Theory. So far, we've discussed history, we've discussed sound direction. And for these last few minutes that we have on the show right now, well, first, let me name off all the albums so you can check them out yourself. People's Instinctive Travels, that's an album. Oh, and Passive Rhythm. So it's called People's Instinctive Travels and Passive Rhythm. That's an album. The Low End Theory, that's an album. We got Midnight Marauders. Intermission. Nope, never mind. Those four albums. And you should check those out. Really great pieces of art. But now we're going to get into the impact on music culture that A Tribe Called Quest had. Here I brought a testament from several producers. And here's one from Havoc. He goes, I remember that album. Oh my goodness. As a producer, it was something I listened to and referenced to. I know a lot of producers, other big name producers, can relate to what I'm saying. It was a reference point. It was a guide. You heard the sound and the production. The songs were so intricate. And nowadays, producers use one sample and use it through the whole song. But Tribe's beats were a work of art. They were taking different samples and meshing them together and making them coordinate. Then the engineering, the clarity of the engineering on the album. That was a well thought out album. They changed music. I remember being in high school when it came out. They had definitely stepped the production up from the first album. Whatever engineer they had, Bob Powers, he acoustically murdered that album. He's talking about Low End Theory. So that's a testament from Havoc. Huge, huge influence on the music culture. Nowadays, we're hearing rap take a more... Well, some rappers at least taking a more softer approach to the genre. There's no more... Not too many rappers affiliated with violence and gangs. And in general, we live in a safer atmosphere of hip-hop. And so, I really believe the way Tribe presented their music, the way Tribe presented their lyrics, changed the way some people approached music and approached making music. So that testament right there is one of the biggest impacts on music culture. I mean, intelligent, well thought out rap. You're thinking of rappers like Kanye West. The music that you hear from him with that soulful beat. If you were listening last week, Soulection, they take a lot of cues from that Tribe sound. And it's just crazy. So, if you got to listen to this podcast, that's our time right there. Right now, we have... nothing planned for next week's The Come Up Show. And so, I'm totally kidding. We have something planned. And that will be a surprise. So, thank you for sticking it out with me. Thank you for taking the time to listen. This was a really great experience. I love doing the first ever special old school edition of The Come Up. Tribe Called Quest, check them out. YouTube, if you got Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever, it's on there. SoundCloud, you could probably find it on there. In general, do not deprive yourself of this hip-hop group. They are one of the greatest, one of the most influential. They have so much of the things and the sounds that they created have been taking cues from up to today. And people continue to take influence from them. So that's A Tribe Called Quest. That was today's old school edition of The Come Up. Don't forget to tune in next week, Thursday 4 to 5, for our last show of the semester. And I love you all. Thank you. DJ Presto is on at 5 to 6 p.m. You need to check him out ASAP. He's going to be interviewing one of my boys. One of my brothers. And so, don't hesitate to check out that podcast. Love you all. This was DJ Lai.
DJ Lai!
You would take it. That don't have to stop. You for making.